Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bombshell yesterday dropped by Major League Baseball, and then Jim Crane following it up with a haymaker of his own that we heard just there. A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow fired as manager and general manager of the Houston Astros in the wake of the Major League Baseball sign-stealing scandal. Welcome in, everybody, on a Tuesday morning. What is going to be a pretty eventful show today, to be sure. My name is Sean Pendergast alongside Seth Payne. Seth, we just got done with the decade of 2010 through 2019. I was thinking about this on the way in. And we just got done with all of those decade summary type pieces where they're like top 10 story this, top 10 player that, this and blah, 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 all the lists. We're less than 2 weeks into 2020. This might already be the biggest story. 9 years from now, when we're doing all the same decade stuff over again, the biggest story of this decade might have happened in the first 2 weeks.
I wonder, though, you know, not to get too far off track on the actual main story, but I do wonder if 10 years from now we'll be talking about this as a 2020 thing. I think it's going to be a 2019. This will be the previous decade. We're all just, this right now is the epilogue to last year, to the last decade.
Yeah.
And this kind of puts a tidy little bow on it. We knew it was coming, and not in January of the new decade. Oh, yeah, by the way, everything you got super excited about from the previous year, that's going to be besmirched forever. And anytime you ever talk about the Astros to anybody anywhere, this is what you have to understand. For the rest of your life, when you get into little arguments with people in bars, you go to Disney World on vacation, and you talk to some schmuck from Boston, they're not even going to, they're gonna bring up, yeah, 2017. Yeah, sure. But he's in the ALCS that year. That was when you guys were cheating and we weren't yet. Well, we were cheating, but we were just using an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Maybe Boston was the wrong example to use here.
Yeah, we stopped by the postseason that year.
You go to
Y'all didn't.
You go to trash Disneyland out in L.A.
Yeah.
That's where you're really going to get into conversations
yes.
with people. When you're sitting there at trash Disneyland, which is like 3% as good as Disney World, you're going to talk to a Dodgers fan that's going to tell you all about how you guys stole the World Series. And it'll never go away, ever.
Yeah.
This is the damn Black Sox. It's not nearly as pernicious as what the Black Sox did, but it's going to endure an entire century.
Yeah.
It's Black Sox, steroid scandals, Astros 2017 World Series, they were stealing signs.
Yeah, no, if you were watching the TV yesterday, I for the first time in forever, I had the MLB Network on my TV for literally the entire afternoon. I can't remember the last time outside of postseason baseball that happened, and I had it running the whole time, and Seth, it was surreal. And just to give you the 30-second summary of the story, because I know there are some of you probably heard it, looked into it, maybe you want some of the high points of the whole thing. A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow, not only suspended by Major League Baseball for a year, but Jim Crane came in and just dropped the hammer. He fired both of them yesterday, which I think surprised a lot of people, the reaction to that. So the Astros, the findings of Major League Baseball were that this sign-stealing thing they were doing with the garbage can, which we've talked about ad nauseum on this show, they kept doing it even after Major League Baseball told people to stop doing it. In September of 2017, Rob Manfred sent a memo around to Major League Baseball after the Red Sox Apple Watch scandal saying, do not do this anymore or it's going to come down. And he specified on the head of the manager and the general manager if indeed teams are still doing this. And the Astros kept doing it. They kept doing it in September. They kept doing it in the postseason. And to your point, Seth, that's why the postseason is always going to be a point of contention for people. If you get into a barroom argument about where these Astros and where this championship window lines up, and boy, it'd be a really interesting argument if they'd actually closed out the World Series this year without doing any of that stuff, allegedly. But that's that. It will forever be part of the story. It was surreal yesterday to watch on MLB TV, Seth, to see A.J. Hinch's name alongside some of the biggest cheats in the history of baseball at the managerial position.
And
Luhnow as well.
And A.J. Hinch was very cooperative in the investigation, according to Manfred, and he expressed remorse over what he had done, but he knew about it. Oddly, at two different occasions, supposedly smashed monitors because he disapproved of it so much, yet never actually said to any of the players, hey, stop doing this. It's a I honestly, that's one of the weirdest parts of this whole report for me, is where exactly did AJ Hinch get so irate that he smashed monitors twice and yet never bothered to tell the players, hey, stop doing this? And he admitted to never telling the players to stop doing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think...
And the players, by the way, no punishments for the players. There are players on the Astros right now who did this, and most importantly, did it after Manfred told them to stop doing it, that were the ones on the ground doing the cheating, yeah. You know? And that's where... because of a collective bargaining agreement and other reasons, I guess the players aren't going to be punished, but they can punish the general manager. They can punish the manager.
Manfred talked about the impracticality of punishing a bunch of players. You know, like what do you do? Suspend a bunch of players, and you have a team that's gutted for the entire season. Some might say, yeah, that's the answer.
I think there are a lot of other. I think there are a lot of other fan bases who, by the way, those other fan bases need to be careful about what they wish for,
right?
Because there are multiple people said that Astros believed at least seven other teams were doing this, and I don't bring that up to excuse it at all. Right. They did it really, and it sounds like something that was conceived of, you know, by Beltran, and Alex Cora, the bench coach, was the only coach who's explicitly named here, and they did it. It was doing it beyond the September 15th ultimatum from Rob Manfred, where Manfred's put in a position where he says, "Look, I'm the commissioner of this league. You guys flat out disobeyed a direct order
in the postseason,
right?
That you ended up winning the World Series in,
and you ended up doing it the next year too.
That's right.
We can't let this stand." As far as Crane goes, I do wonder exactly how much of him firing those two, firing Crane and Luno, was part of a package that was presented to him by Major League Baseball.
Interesting.
It's just the rumors I'd heard about Luno's suspension were that it was going to be way more than 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if almost in a lot of ways, maybe Crane was being merciful by firing those guys, and that punishments might have been worse if he hadn't done that.
Here's Jim Crane on why he decided to fire AJ Hinch and Jeff Luno.
Well, I felt that with what came out of the report, they both had responsibilities, Jeff running the baseball operation and overseeing AJ and all of those people associated with that, and AJ on the bench and was aware. If you read the report, it's pretty clear. AJ didn't endorse it, and neither did Jeff. Neither one of them started this, but neither one of them did anything about it, and that's how we came to the conclusion.
So there you go. Yep. I mean, they were both, A.J. Hinch especially, complicit in it, and that he didn't stop it. Luno denies knowing anything about this.
And this is interesting because in the report, it very clearly says that Luno did know and ignored the things that he was told. Luno dismisses that. Hinch takes full responsibility for what it's worth. I'm a sinner like everybody else. I try not to judge people. I feel bad for Hinch, and I don't know. I'd like to think I would have done differently in the same situation, but I think he got in that classic bind where his players were doing something, and maybe he felt like other teams were doing it too, and he tried to take a see no evil, hear no evil approach more than anything.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.